Welcome back to another piece of bonus content.
When we sat down in the studio with James, we thought the interview was over, but he came back and there was something else he wanted to share with us.
Yeah, we finished up recording. We gave each other a hug. We're about to say goodbye. And he actually said, "Do you mind if we sit down to record a little something more?" Apparently, his racism story was not yet complete. He had something to share with us that he has never shared before until now.
It's a powerful story about love and the kind of radical compassion that inspired Coffee with a Black Guy and this podcast.
Yeah, so I have a story that I haven't shared, and it's part of my, you know, bullet points with racism, my racism story. But this is one of the bullets that I didn't realize how it affected me until it did. In high school, I ran track, and there was this young woman that ran track with me, and I was very, you know, we were friends because we both did hurdles at the time, right? And so we spent a lot of time together, and then it grew into, you know, my attraction to her. And you know, I was, you know, young pup in high school. And so I was still doing the appropriate courtship thing. And her and her family, you know, they come and cheer us all on at track meets. And I'll do the appropriate thing and go ask her dad if I can take her to the homecoming dance, right? You know, I did so. And, you know, the response that I got was that he wouldn't allow it. Although it's nothing personal towards me, he's telling me, he just couldn't stand to see his daughter with a black boy. So,
go ahead. He said that to your face?
Yeah. Yeah. And kind of processing that, and then kind of like how that divided my relationship with her. I think that's an element that kind of still plays out today, right? And particularly like my personal relationships and things of that nature of being vulnerable and being, you know, putting myself out there. You know, that's a thing I'm still working through and will have to continue to work through. But that element of racism at that age, in that interaction, you know, most people when they have their first love, race isn't a part of that. Why does everything have to be about race? Because it is, and it always is, right? For those of us who, you know, when you look in the mirror, that's part of your identity. It always is, right? And so, I mean, he told me, "I think you're a stand-up young man, but I couldn't bear to see my daughter with a black boy," right? Like, you know, 16, 15, like, how do you process that? What does that mean when you feel it in here? And then that happens, though, about the reality of the world. Like, how do you process that? You don't, you know. You do what boys are told that men should do. You get over it and move on.
Did you?
I don't know. What does that look like? I don't know. Like, you know, that was painful. And even to be able to understand and be able to vocalize that was painful is new. That was one of the bullets that I haven't shared prior to this. That experience has shaped how I am, right? It shaped how I interact with folks. It's maybe even shaped the idea for Coffee with a Black Guy. So there may be positive benefit out of that negative interaction. That what you call, we'll call them teachable moments.
If he was in front of you right now, what would you say?
I'd want to give him a hug. I'd really just want to give him a hug. And, you know, maybe have him understand the pain, right? Share that with him, right? That's uncomfortable. But to potentially to be able to share in that pain with him first face to face, that could be an opportunity for discovery. I don't even know if he's still alive, right? But I would want it to start probably with a hug, whether he wanted it or not. I'm not asking for consent. I'm giving you a hug. You're a man. Like, if you complain about it, well, let's complain about it. But there's pain in this interaction up until date. And we're going to start from here with healing. That's not easy, right? But that's what we need. That's where we need to overcome all of this shit. You know, if people are looking for the purpose of life, why are we here, all that stuff. We're here to love one another. How that expresses itself beyond that is up to us. But ultimately, I strongly believe that's what we're here for.
I love you.
I love you too, brother. I love you too.
I love you both.
You would 100% be that guy at the march with the free hug sign. I don't.
Maybe. In the back, in the back.
And on that note, stay tuned for our next ism, sexism.
It's a two-part episode where Maria and I explore our vulnerabilities surrounding the Me Too movement.
We're turning the mics around on ourselves for this one, so thank you in advance for your support. And be sure to subscribe, share, like, and leave us a review on iTunes or anywhere podcasts are found.
We love you guys. Thank you so much. This has been an exciting first episode, and we can't wait to share more with you.
Stay tuned.
Bye-bye.